So Gary, first game of the championship, ultimately a good win. In the end, you were deserved winners, but you had a bit of a scare later on.
Hi, Jim Gavin and his two-pointers, they break your heart. No, look, the thing was when we came down here, we knew the threat that St. Michael's had. We knew the threat. We'd done so much work on them. We knew the threat that Daniel posed, Carlos, Eddie, Martin, Michael weren't there, but we knew, we're very aware, and there's been very little between the two teams in the last maybe 3-4 years since we've come back to Division 1, so we knew the threat they were going to have, and I think the game might have shifted to maybe 17-6 or 17-7, and you know, there was 10 to go, and we were kind of thinking about getting men in to close it out, and at that point, it was either get beat St. Michael's, or they had to go for it, and they went for it, and they landed twos, and it was just, it was two, and then you left the kick out, and it was two again, so it was, it's great for supporters, it's not great for Dubai when you're trying to hold out the lead, it's not great for us, but it's, look, it's 2 points, and that's all it is, it's only 2 points, we had 2 points this time last year, and we ultimately stumbled about, you know, in the next sort of 4 or 5 games, so we have to build on this from here, and that's all it is 2 points, you know.
At the break, you must have been well pleased. At one point, you were 10 points to no score up. That was a very good first half.
It was. It was. I would have been a wee bit disappointed in terms of our laziness. One of the guys put the foot out for the foot block. Like, it was cheap, especially when we were in so much control, to hand them back potentially 3 points. Now, Daniel hit the post, and that's luck. You need luck to win championship games. But in the large, yes, we would have been very happy. But St. Michael's had penetrated. They had got in 2 or 3 times, and I think it was Eddie maybe, or Carlos maybe, had blasted it over the bar. They glanced one across the far side of the goal. So they were still threatening. Whilst we were happy, we were still very much, we had the guard up. It wasn't a case of we have the job done. We knew we had a lot of work to do. Plus, we were going back out to play into the breeze. And then the game management was going to have to come into it. And I thought Martin O'Reilly was very, very good for us in terms of game management himself, and then probably backed up by Sean and Luke probably in that deeper line. So, yeah, in large, happy at half-time, but we knew we had still a good bit of the mountain to climb still.
So looking to next week, as things stand, at least it sets you up nicely.
It does, yeah. I mean, next week again, it's just as I was saying to the boys, this was no mean feat, and next week's even a bigger feat. Glenswally are an absolute crest of a wave. They have Gary McDade back. They really have that sort of really hunger, that really intense in their identity. They're really, really potent on the transition. If they get you and they can run at you and get you on the break, they're gone, and they're not going to let up. And they're really, really aggressive. In all phases, from if you go short, they're really, really aggressive, and it's in all phases. They're not just going to retreat back, because it's not in their identity. So we have a huge, huge task, and I think it's, you know, they're going to get Michael back next week. You know, Michael's, and he's just going to lift the thing to another level. He's had an unbelievable season, probably in line for an All-Star, you know, and huge credit to him. So yeah, look, we have still a lot of work to do in terms of preparing for Glenswally.
And what's the situation in relation to Oisin Gallen?
I suppose Oisin went on holidays, and he's away on holidays, him and his partner. And I suppose, look, I personally was an advocate for the championship. I felt the championship should have went back. And the reason I felt it should have went back, I felt that they nearly deserved a bigger break. It was, everybody knew that they were going to take a few days to themselves, and then it would be a week or 2 weeks holidays. And I felt that they deserved that. I felt that they earned that. And I felt that there was a break, there was space at the back of the championship. It was very difficult for me to say to Oisin, you're training since October, November from gym, don't go on a holiday, you know, hold off now to October, November again. It's very, very difficult. And he's entitled to that break, you know. So, and we knew coming down here it was going to be tough without him. he's back now later in the week. We'll see how he is. He hasn't touched leather, you know, since the All-Ireland final. We'll see how he is in terms of getting him introduced next week. But hopefully he's laid up in a nice sun lounger and he's celebrating 2 points over there, you know. So
all in all, a good day at the office.
A good day, yeah. It was good. It was a good day. We knew coming down here now, my wife even said to me, she says, are you nervous? And my son says, oh, he says, I have butterflies. And I was nervous. You're coming without, I suppose, your talisman. But I also knew what we had in our own ranks and what we had, what we come down the road with. We have some exceptional footballers. I mean, Martin showed today, I think, why he has an All-Ireland medal. You know, Luke Gavigan, Sean Martin, Sean McGinty, these guys have all captained and led under-20 teams. So it was still, confident in our ability, and then when they delivered the performance, I was really happy. But look, as I said at the start, it's only 2 points, and it's a long championship, and we have many more big battles ahead.